A PDF of additional material accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents White Too Long, The Legacy of White Supremacy in American Christianity, by Robert P. Jones, read by Holter Graham. I will flatly say that the bulk of this country's white population impresses me, and has so impressed me for a very long time, as being beyond any conceivable hope of moral rehabilitation. They have been white, if I may so put it, too long. James Baldwin, The New York Times, February 2, 1968. Chapter 1. Seeing Our Current Moment. Introduction. The Christian denomination in which I grew up was founded on the proposition that chattel slavery could flourish alongside the gospel of Jesus Christ. Its founders believed this arrangement was not just possible, but also divinely mandated. After decades of regional tensions at the triennial conventions, where Baptists gathered to coordinate their church and missions work in the early 1800s, Baptists in the South brought the issue of the compatibility of slaveholding and Christianity to a head. The lead architect of these efforts was Reverend Basil Manley Sr., president of the University of Alabama, and the former pastor of the prominent First Baptist Church of Charleston, South Carolina. On November 25, 1844, Manley and a group of Alabama Baptists sent a letter to the managing board of the Triennial Convention.